I'm doing well. How are you, Sean?
Fantastic. Thanks for coming on the show. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So I'm just on your website, the countdown to K-Days. My gosh, huh?
It is around the corner. Yeah, it came up really quickly. We're super excited. And
so am
ready
I.
To kick it off.
All right. Where do we start? Do we start with the foods, the concerts, the rides, or the Expo Center and some of the new attractions? Let's start with food because everybody loves talking about food.
Oh, we love talking about food. And we've got a lot of really cool new wacky ones coming this year. So we just launched a couple weeks ago our new foods competition. We've got some really cool entries, including a cotton candy lightsaber, which is my personal favorite. I'm definitely going to be trying that. We've got UFO ice cream. We've got ketchup and mustard ice cream coming, which has been causing, you know, a bit of a conversation.
Yeah,
for better or worse.
Ketchup and mustard ice cream. Oh, I love it. Yeah. See, but that's what makes K-Days K-Days is things like this.
Oh, the weird, the wacky, like you have to try it just to get it off your bucket list, you know, just to say that you did.
Sure, absolutely. What else we got?
We've got a peanut butter pickle dog. We've got a Kool-Aid chicken burger. There's just so many things to try this year.
Do you ever read these things and go, there's no way any of this is true. I'm absolutely lying through my teeth.
Exactly. And you know what? I heard the Kool-Aid chicken burger. I was thinking, that's a little interesting. But seeing the photo, it looks really good. I mean, I'm just going to be working through my list this year.
What flavor of Kool-Aid are they using?
They're using the cherry.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That works for me.
Oh, exactly. Absolutely. But yeah, the full list of the new foods is on our website. You can have a look. There's, again, a bunch of just weird, wacky, amazing new ones coming this year. And, you know, you could spend a whole day at K-Days just wandering around and trying all the new foods and, you know, ticking them off your list.
Yep. Wear sweats. Wear something with
little
elasticity for sure. All right, Let's talk about rides. Any new ones this year?
We do. We do have a few new rides coming this year. So we've got the Parker City Saloon. So that's a new fun house that will be hitting the Midway. What I'm super excited about is called X-Force, and that's a new rock and roll themed thrill ride. I've only seen photos, but it flips you around. It looks really, really cool. We've got a new roller coaster coming called The Outlaw. And then we've got a couple new Kidway rides for our young ride goers, including the elephants and the teacups that are hitting the Midway as well this year.
Fantastic. Are the little water pistol games still around? Because those are the only ones I win on because I play against the little kids and just quickly beat them and then run away.
Of course. Absolutely they are.
Perfect.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. You know, you got to play to your strengths.
Let's talk about the concert lineup this year.
Yeah, so the concerts this year, it's a departure from the setup we had last year. This year, we're back to the free 10 days of outdoor concerts on our south stage, which is called the Northern Lights stage this year. So we've got everything from pop to rock to country. We've got 3 Days Grace coming, Big Wreck, Tegan and Sarah, James Barker Band, Sean Desmond, so many more. And again, those are all free with K-Days general admission. There's also premium party tickets available for each concert that gets you access to the area closest to the stage, your own private bar and washrooms, which is a pretty big game changer. So all of the concert lineup, set times, information, premium party ticket links, that's all available on the website as well.
Okay, now I know Mom loves to walk around the Expo Center. What have we got going on in the Expo Center this year?
How much time do you have, Sean?
There's that much, huh? All right, give me the big ones.
There's so much happening in the Expo Center this year, which we're calling the Explorium. So we've got quite a few halls with really exciting programming. We've got, of course, the Market Hall, which is our shopping hall. New this year is the Local Walk within the Market Hall. So that's going to feature local businesses and rotating vendors, making it really easy to shop local and support local at K-Days. We've got our Discovery Hall, which is full of our kids and family programming. We've got baby goat yoga in there. We've got a glow zone, a kids tech zone, a Ninja Warrior obstacle course. A ton of really cool things for kids and family in there. Our fan favorite Super Dogs are coming back. They're going to be playing the Flair Airlines Hangar, and that show is free with admission. They're coming back with a really cute theme this year. It's called the Barcade. And the show's going to celebrate the greatest video games of all time, featuring dogs titled Doggy Kong. We've got Tetris, Super Mario Barkers, World of Woofcraft. So,
oh my gosh!
Exactly. It's going to be a really, really cool show to take in.
And a couple of new attractions this year.
Absolutely. We've got a couple new attractions that will be really hard to miss on the Midway this year. We've got a Crystal Palace Spiegel Tent. So this is an authentic mahogany mirror tent straight from the heart of Belgium. It was built in 1947, and it's actually celebrating its birthday with us on the K-Days grounds. There's going to be daily free and ticketed programming with arts community partners like Firefly Theater, Grindstone Theater, A Thousand Faces Festival, so many more. So there's going to be really cool programming with aerial artists, contortionists, magicians, dancers, a ton of really cool stuff going on in there.
Wow. I'm excited. July 21st through the 30th, K-Days. You'll find all the details at k-days.com. Alyssa, thank you so much for coming on the show. You've got us set and ready to go.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Sean.